USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Fighting has intensified in Israel. Laura Winters has the details.
In the Middle East, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, intensifies attacks on Hamas in Gaza. More than 100 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack on October 7th. The Israeli military urging Palestinians to leave the town of Khan Yunis. Thousands of Israelis holding a demonstration in Tel Aviv, holding up pictures of their loved ones still being held captive, calling for their immediate release.
Our nation will not be able to continue on to exist if the hostages will not come home.
A report from Qatar's prime minister that Israel and Hamas not showing the same willingness to negotiate now as before the truce.
The Northeast is bracing for a major storm Sunday. Forecasters are predicting drenching rain and wind gusts over 40 miles an hour from Washington to Boston, with peak gusts up to 60 miles an hour along the coast of New York and New Jersey and in parts of New England. Outages are expected because of downed power lines and toppled trees. The strong winds are also expected to disrupt air travel in the Northeast. Damaging storms are also predicted further south, from Virginia to the Florida Panhandle, which could produce powerful winds and isolated tornadoes. Speaking of tornadoes, at least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reported injured. A state of emergency has been declared in Clarksville, and first responders worked late into the night Saturday in hard-to-reach areas. On a lighter note, Americans anticipate increasing their holiday shopping expenditure by at least $100 compared to last year. According to a Gallup survey, the average projected spending on gifts this season is $975. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter, Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died on Friday afternoon at the age of 82. Extending a tip to someone usually happens in restaurants, hair salons, and the like. But this year, tipping has gone over the top during this holiday season.
With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she emphasizes that tipping is appropriate at restaurants where servers heavily rely on tips as a significant portion of their salary. I'm John Schaefer.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner. On Saturday, Daniels was named this year's recipient of the award, given to the player who's been voted best in college football. Daniels passed for 40 touchdowns and rushed for 10 as he rang up nearly 5,000 total yards during his senior season. This year's Heisman Trophy ceremony was held Saturday night at Lincoln Center in New York City. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.